we'll play the music, and we'll go la la la, sis boom ba. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
You always gotta mimic. You always gotta mimic me here. You're always mimicking.
I know.
You're mocking. You're mocking and mimicking is what you do.
Mocking and mimicking.
Mocking, mimicking. That could be a song. That like sounds like one of those old 50s songs. He was mocking and mimicking. Mocking, mimicking, Miles.
Needs work. Work on it.
I just thought of it right now, so it's not like...
I just even thought of it, man. It's like Wooly Bully, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't like Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs and put like 2 years into the song, for Christ's sake, you know? They're like, what
it's
could...
Like
Wooly, what could be... What could we put with Wooly? Wooly... Mooly. No, no. Then they workshopped it and they, you know, got out the whiteboard or at the time the chalkboard and they put up all these things. And then they finally, you know, after they got up to the 150th thing. It was Bully. And the light went off. And he says, and I'll wear a turban.
And now back to the countdown.
That's right. Casey Kasem. America's top 40.
We have a letter from Bob Lament from Bellefontaine.
Bellefontaine. How did Wooly Bully get its name? Well, let me tell you. I was there.
When I'm not pulling tricks on I-70, I like to listen to Casey Kasem.
That's right. Not only am I doing the top 40, I'm also the voice of Shaggy. Can you believe it?
Scooby-Doo,
where are you? As well as Robin. On Super Friends.
Did I know that?
You probably didn't know it, but I knew it. God damn it. So, you won't believe what happened to me this week.
Continue.
You're not going to believe it. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
With a name like unbelievable, it's got to be good. I had to go out of town for a while, and it was, you know, wasn't like it was easy. I had to work, you know.
Yeah.
And I get home, and my wife's like, I've ordered mulch. I'm like, what?
Is this code for something? Or
no, yeah, I wish it was. But no, it's actual actual mulch for the, you know, various... flower areas that we have.
How much goddamn mulch can one family
tell me? Let me tell you how much mulch there is. So at one point we had to get 80 bags of mulch. Let me just tell you.
Holy Christ.
Well, you know, I told you the story about the crazy wind that threw the glass tabletop into my garden.
Yes. Yes.
Well, there was no way to get the glass, all the glass out of the garden. So
yeah,
there's all these pebbles of glass. And she's like, we got to cover this up with mulch because I keep bringing it into the house. And then I take my shoe off and I step on it and I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. You know, she's like, but she goes, but you won't believe it.
Yeah.
I go, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to hoof these mulches around. Bags of mulch. And she's like, but they'll let you do a pickup at Walmart for mulch. You know, like you pick up groceries and they put them in your trunk for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. So at least I can get, you know, knock the work in half.
Yeah.
I only have to pick them up on this end rather than on both ends. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is great. Let's see how this works. You know, I'm all for it. And so then you go basically where you pick up your groceries, but they're going to bring, I go, they're really going to bring mulch out to the car?
I guess these kids hate you already. I can see it. Like, you stupid lazy.
I'm like, this is the best. If this works, I love, you know, COVID for bringing all this about.
I would quit my job if I knew some jackass wanted like 20 bags of malt. I'd be like, no. Well,
I only got 15, but still, it was quite a bit.
Jesus Christ.
So we show up, you know, with the family truckster and pop the back open. And I'm like, let's see what happens. You know, there's a lot of, you know, college age people working at the Walmart grocery delivery thing.
Right.
And so I'm like, you know, I'm watching. I'm anxious. I'm like a puppy dog, you know. And so I'm like, oh, here comes a guy with a big cart full of mulch. I'm like, he's going to load this up so I don't have to do it, right? And so he brings the cart all the way to the back of the van. You know, I'm watching him. And sure. then he walks away.
Here you go, fatty. You do it.
And I'm like, what is going on? And then I hear this little voice. Lament? Is this Bob Lament?
I'm is like, this Kenny from South Park?
I'm like, yeah, this is Bob Lament. Did you order the mulch? Yes, we ordered the mulch. And then peering from behind this mountain of mulch is that midget woman.
Oh, oh my God.
The little tiny woman I had the story about chucking stuff in the back of the car.
Yeah, Carol Ann.
So this young kid, who is probably not even 20, he's probably like 17 or 18, brings the mulch out and leaves her to put it in the car.
This is cruel.
What's cruel to me and her.
That's cool.
And I'm looking at my wife, because the terrible thing is we talked about this on the way over. I go, we're going to get that tiny lady again. I just know it.
No, we're not.
No. She's like, no, they have so many college age kids working here. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, my shoulders slump and I get out of the car. I had to load my own 15 bags of mulch.
You're like, you know, you're like me. Like, I'm the, like the Jeff Goldblum character from like Jurassic Park. Like, I think of like the worst case scenarios. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, Miles, that could never happen.
Never happen.
And sure enough, you know,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, like, I know I can feel you a little bit on this one. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like the year of living dangerously, and there's Linda Hunt trying to load 15 bags of mulch.
What? I'm Mel Gibson. Let me help you out.
Yeah, I get out and I'm like, she's like, I start loading them. She's like, I was wondering how I was going to do this. And I just wanted to look at her and say, obviously you weren't. And
oh,
all these,
not that fat. Oh,
all these
is.
Fucking
oh,
frat no. boys around here knew it.
Yeah.
So I load up my bags of mulch, and then she hands me a water bottle, a cold water.
Yeah.
She goes, here, and I go, that's okay. I'm good. She's like, Would you give me a good rating on that?
Oh my God.
I'm like, you didn't even bring it out. You didn't even roll the stupid cards. She's trying to bribe me with a water. I'm like, you know, so now I'm like, because, you know, last time I talked about this situation, I'm like, am I the ass for not getting out to help her? And now there's two sides to this. So I got out and helped her. But there's this kid who rolled it all the way out to the car, who's an ass who just took off.
Yeah.
I'm like,
nice.
I'm like, never again. So I'm probably going to get 60 bags of mulch over the next week or so. So this morning, went and got it by myself. I got 15 more bags by myself.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus.
So I'm like, no, I'm not going to call it in. I'm just going to go get it. And I'll have to walk in and pay for it and like a regular person.
Did your wife try to stop you? No, you could just call that in.
No, because I'm like, I'm not doing that again. That was, number one, it was so fucking awkward.
Yeah.
And then I had to do it anyway. After all my hopes and dreams were shattered in front of me, I still had to get out and load that stupid mulch.
Hey, you remember me?
I'm like, who is the supervisor around here who sends this tiny, tiny, tiny woman with 15 bags of mulch? They're all like, well, Carol, it's luck of the draw.
We see Tiny or Carol, who gets it? I'll push it out.
I'll push it out for her. If she gets the mulch order, I'll push it out. Whoever the jackass is that ordered mulch at the pickup.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Yeah, you're telling me it's terrible. Oh, my gosh. What the hell's going on over there?
I got like Michael Vick over here. Jesus
Christ. Is there a big championship going to happen here or something? Are we playing for the title tonight?
Two dogs enter, one dog leaves.
Little doggy Thunderdome going on over there.
All right,
guys, you're fine. On, I'm just joking. Don't worry about it. Who cares?
No, I know. It just sounds like a shit podcast with these two dumb shits fucking wrestling.
Hey, by the way, our good buddy Pablo Lewin. Just so you know, he's not going to be at the dog fights. But he is going to be at the Comedy Chateau for the 3rd Annual International Comedy Festival. Pablo Lewin, June 10th.
Oh, he actually is a comedian. Oh,
yeah. Yes, he is a comedian, and he's going to be...
I'm kidding, man. Come on.
He's going to be at the Comedy Chateau on the 10th as part of the 3rd Annual International Comedy Festival, just in case anybody wanted to know, you know.
Well, I'll be there.
Oh, are you? It's in California. It's in Los Angeles.
That's just a little short drive away from my house.
Hey, that's a little short, 1,500, 2,000 miles away from my house or more. No big deal. Me and Bob are going on the road. Road to L.A. That's what we'll call it.
Road to L.A.
No, I just happened to see that tonight before we got on, and I thought, I mentioned that. Good old Pablo, nice guy.
Yeah, why not? He's a good guy. He's funny.
So, what's going on with you, Miles?
So, I have lived in my house for a long time.
Yeah, I can't even remember how long it's been now. It's been a while.
Like, you, mathematically, you seem to move like every 6 years or so, you know.
Not quite, but okay.
Mathematically. Well, I'm trying to make it funny. Okay.
Averaging it out maybe now, probably not.
I'm just averaging it out. I mean, you've been in your house for quite a while now. But, so I've never really had a problem with, you know, people kind of getting into my stuff and fooling around. And
I know you cry about it all every week. God, Bob, I wish somebody would get into my stuff and fool around.
You know, they're having a soup kitchen in my car. Oh my and so anyway, it's gotten to the point where I actually bought like a security cam.
I know. I'm aware of this. You'd sent me a very inappropriately titled video earlier this week, late last week, I guess it was.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was.
I think it was a slightly. There's no way I was going to hold that up and say, look what I got.
Yeah. And, but before I got that, I had gone to City Hall and I go, listen, I explain the problem. And of course, every time you mention something like this, you know, well, it's kind of your fault, sir.
it's your fault. If you weren't so wealthy.
Expensive, Geo that you drive.
Geo trackers are in style now. People love them.
Nothing makes my day better than someone always says, it's your fault. It always just makes my day. You know, it always just cheers me up and makes me feel good about myself.
I would say probably a good solid 70, 80%. It probably is your fault.
Well, not this time.
Not this time. I agree. Not this time. Yes.
So, anyway, so I finally, I'm like, well, you know, I'm not really happy about it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, we're gonna triple the police presence around your house. How's that?
So from zero to...
to none. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay. All right.
Do you know how math works, sir?
Yeah. 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 I was not a great math student. So I'm like, oh, okay. So this is going to help. Okay, good. And so... I hadn't really seen an increase in patrols.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. This is going to severely curtail your nude sunbathing. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I had to bring that in a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the patrol coming by. The officer's not going to take too kindly to.
And
Miles playing naked hopscotch on his driveway.
And so. I don't know. It was like the middle of the week, I guess. We had already done the show, and I had to go get some food or something. I was listening to War Pigs, you know, really loud.
Yeah, right.
Which I love. Well, love Sabbath War Pigs, which has nothing to do with the story. But anyway,
sure.
Cruising around, got the windows down, you know, like War Pig. And I'm getting close to home, and there's I don't want to call it a speed trap, but there's an area of town, like some of the factories where. Like the police will hang out, you know.
Down by the donut shop.
Down by, well, yeah, I know you're going to go there, but no, it's not the donut shop. But anyway.
It's close to Casey's. And,
well, yes, ish. And so I see a patrol car there, right?
One Adam 12.
Yeah, you know, Clint McCord or whatever the guy's name was.
Kent McCord, Martin Milner.
Clint McCord, yeah.
Kent.
And Kent. And I go, hey, I'm going to ask this guy. Now, I don't.
I'm just going to go harass a policeman on the street.
I was. I don't like to get down to the police. Okay. I'm not one of the people, you know, whatever. However you feel about the police, you feel about them, right? So,
you're blasting NWA as you drive up.
I called 911 a long time ago. And so
get up and get down. 911's a
joke. I'm still playing War Pigs. I go, shit, I should turn this down because I think there's like a noise ordinance, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. There could possibly be.
Yeah. So okay, so I pull up, I turn down the music, I look over to the officer, sound asleep.
Oh, yeah. Did you take a picture?
Yes, I did. Mouth open, sound asleep. I'm like, excuse me.
Could you help me load these 15 bags of mulch, please?
I pissed my pants. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you at all? I'm like, you ever like picture yourself like in another, you know, occupation sometimes? Like, I wonder what if I would have been like a fireman or a weatherman.
Yeah,
a window cleaner or something. I thought, this would be me as a policeman, I think. I would just be in my cruiser.
Yeah, that would be you as a policeman.
Sound asleep.
There'd be sprinkles all over your mouth.
I'd have shit all over the uniform, like shit I'd spilled from eating. Like,
coffee all over the place would... little colored sprinkles on your chin.
So, yeah, I see this. I go, well, I don't want to wake the guy up. I mean, what if he's, maybe this is his second job. I don't know.
maybe it's his second job.
Maybe
this is just a dummy. They placed the car here, the dummy.
I don't know. Maybe they put some gummies in the evidence room and he just had a few. I don't know. You know, I was like, fuck, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I was kind of, I was like pissed off that I thought it was funny too. You know, I'm like,
that's
know.
Funny. But
and so I'm like, well, I'm a little bit of a dick. You know, I'm going to call the non-emergency number, I guess. Please. Can we help you? I go, yeah. Is the patrolman over by the, you know, old, vibrator factory? Is he okay? Or,
is he okay?
Oh, yeah. He okay? Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean there?
Car 54, go, well, where are you?
Kent McCord, come in, please. And
ooh.
I'm like, hey, is he okay? I think he's asleep in his car.
I think he's pulling a Keith Moon in his quad car.
it looked like he OD'd or something in his freaking car, man. Like shit.
There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn out in fights.
Oh, this is the incredible part. Oh, no, sir. I just heard him and his captain talking on the radio just a minute ago.
Oh, everybody loves a lie. They got to keep the wagons.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be like, that's funny. I'm looking at him right now.
I go, okay, well, I took a picture of him just in case. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we got to let you go.
Yeah, I hope you didn't give your real name because now you're not going to get any assistance whatsoever. I can tell you.
I know. Now, like, I'm going to like get him on the security cam, pissing on my car and shit.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be like,
I have one of them ODing in front of my car. Like,
I grew up with some guys that became police.
Yeah.
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 I think that's the wrong approach. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, probably the wrong approach to that whole situation.
Sound asleep.
Well, you should have, you know, brought him something, you know, a cup of coffee or something.
I had mixed feelings. I mean, it was so funny though. I was like, God, you know.
You should have busted out that bar of zest you keep in the glove box and wrote pig on this windshield.
Too bad I had like a little pop gun with me. Like, pop, 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 pop. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, that would. Oh my gosh. Well, hey, you wanted more patrols, and now you got them.
Your
tax dollars at work.
I just want people awake, maybe in the car, you know, when they're doing the patrol.
Did you tell your brother and then he asked if he was related?
Yeah, no, I did not bring my brother into this. No,
okay.
But I did tell it to everyone else I know privately.
And now publicly, in a way.
No, well, I didn't, yeah. You know. I live here, you know what I'm saying? I still got to live here.
Officer McGillicuddy sleeping in the squad car.
Officer Van Winkle to the scene, please. Go over to the title house. Someone's breaking into his house. Going to rape him. Officer Van Winkle, please answer your radio.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, he was just on the radio talking like bullshit. Bullshit.
He was just talking to the everybody's talking to the captain right now, I can tell you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're having a big meeting right downtown.
You know, they're like it's kinda like work from home for people. They just call in and have a big conference call.
He's saving orphans from a burning building right now.
In his dreams.
He just used the radio. Yeah, in his dream. Oh my God.
That's horrible. Yeah, that's so terrible. I can't believe.
I mean, I can't say I've never fallen asleep at work, you know. So I'm a little bit of a hypocrite, I guess.
I'll freely admit I fell asleep at work a couple times, but I was sick.
If you're gonna fall asleep in the car, man, at least go to the back of the building, man. Park it in back when no one's gonna see.
See, that was his duty. Like, go park and prevent speeding. We don't care what you do while you're there. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, it's your time. It's your time, really, if you think about it. I mean, if you want to nap.
Yeah, whatever. Read a book. You know, whatever. Just be there. Yeah. Make yourself be a presence in the community. Oh, okay.
Because at least, like, my brother back in the day worked for, like, the county department down in Texas. Mm-hmm. He says when they had nothing to do, they'd just go to, like, find a forest preserve and take all those trucks and park back there and sleep, you know. And
that's great.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that was their supervisor. It was okay then. Like, yeah,
let's just go back. Oh, yeah, whatever, guys. There's nothing.
But at least they have the brains to go, you know, like, hey, let's get off the main highway.
Right, yeah. Well, people aren't supposed to be rolling up on him and sneaking up on him like you, little Mr. Yeah. Sneaky Pete.
Yeah, I'm blaring war pigs. Jonah's got that in the busted.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. Poor guy. Yeah. Poor guy. You know, you probably woke him up.
Some people get down and say the police do a little bit too much. I say they maybe they're doing a little bit too little.
Yeah, maybe only on certain days in your neighborhood at least.
No, I don't know. I'm going to give the guy a benefit of the doubt. Maybe he was sick or, I don't know, tired.
Well, he shouldn't have been working if he was sick. Come on.
I mean, who are you more discussing at? The guy who covered for him or this guy?
The guy who covered for him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's...
The guy who you caught did absolutely nothing to, again, you know, he didn't say, no, I wasn't sleeping.
Yeah.
He just was sleeping and you caught him.
Yeah. I don't know. People are
the
like,
other guy, that's the corruption right there. That's the corruption.
That's out and out lying, man.
That's right.
That is a fucking lying, man. I'm sorry. You lied. You just lied.
The other is not no corruption, you know. So, well, right. I, you know what I say? I say you have a career in the law enforcement field there, Miles.
You think?
Number one, you can sleep.
Yeah.
Pretty much anywhere you can.
True.
And number two, you can lie like a rug.
Yeah.
I'm thinking sign up. Your second career.